This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, as we're taking it all in here on a Cowboys Monday, sitting 3-3 going into the bye week. What's next? What are the main takeaways and topics around this football team? We'll have that in the expressway coming up at 5:20. Maybe get you a college football darty in the midst of that expressway.
Yeah.
But right now, we need an addition to the finest, and here's the chief.
Let's do it. 877-881-1053. We will take your Cowboy headlines here after the disaster that took place yesterday. So many things that stood out as disrespectful, that the Lions were really trying to embarrass you. I mean, they were willing to get their own starters hurt late in a game that they were blowing you out on just to continue to embarrass you. Broadus?
Did you... I just know you like to see funny things. Did you see the cameraman falling through the RV roof?
I sure did. Yeah, falling right through a Winnebago. Yeah. Not at a Bills game. That was at the Eagles game.
Yeah, he was filming Jason Kelce standing on top of Winnebago, chugging a beer, and he took a step, and his foot went through, and then the camera went over the side.
Ouch.
So that was a pretty expensive little... mishap for your I thought you probably seen it because you like kind of goofy things like
yeah we didn't have time for it but yeah that we would have thrown that in best of the weekend. I mean, there were a handful of great clips. The Cowboys fan that's vomiting in the concourse on all fours as a Lions fan is doing the gritty right next to her was a great epic video of the weekend. But that was another one. That camera went crashing down. That there's no getting that footage back.
No.
You have exclusive footage. You're just feet away from Jason Kelce on top of a Winnebago at an Eagles tailgate, just pounding beers.
Yeah,
you step through, probably pull a groin, and that camera that
camera went over the
anymore.
Side. That thing is busted up back.
You're supposed to have a spotter when you're a camera guy. Yeah. You're supposed to have a spotter.
That's true, especially in a situation like that.
Yeah, for real. My man just stepped through the installation. The installation?
Yeah.
Installation.
Yeah.
In the attic.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of walking on the beams, he stepped through and put a hole in the roof.
Yeah. Is that a workers' comp situation, man? It feels like one.
You could.
Unless it's your house, then it's just a double broken ankle situation and a big bill.
Yeah, you don't want any of that. I'll tell you what, the Cowboys have no shame with the way that they go about some of their business here. AT&T Stadium tweeting out. Did you see the tweet that they had yesterday?
Oh, man.
This is
brutal.
Is
this about the halftime show?
No, we'll get to that. But the AT&T Stadium tweet shows just a photo from the game, kind of a wide shot showing how packed the stadium was. You see on the big screen there, you'll see that there's the scoreboard at the bottom of it, but they've blurred it out in the photo, and they just have a little graphic that says fans 93,644. So they were flexing the amount of fans in the building yesterday while their team was being boat raced, and they actually blurred out the scoreboard as to not reveal that. But the Detroit Lions account quote tweeted it and had the like magnifying glass emoji, like side eye style. Like, is it us or is the scoreboard a little blurry?
Yeah, Cowboys, you need to stop bragging about business and attendance. This really became a problem during the pandemic. When Jerry was out there bragging about how, you know, they put all these fans in the stadium because the circulation was great. Nobody cares about this stuff. Go win games. You can high five in private. Okay. We don't care about how many fans you got. We know a third of them are Lions fans.
That's right.
Because you can't put on a good enough product to make the home fans want to keep their tickets. But you're proud of that. You're like, yeah, but we sold all these tickets, man. I mean,
you're just so in your face, heavy-handed about like just their priorities.
Tone deaf, you know, that's what being an eccentric billionaire will get you. And when your owner turns eccentric billionaire instead of enthusiastic sports fan, you got a problem.
So the Lions clearly weren't taking the Cowboys seriously at all yesterday, understandably so. They dominate them, and there's a couple of illustrations of this. They tried throwing the touchdown pass to Taylor Decker, of course. They ran the hook and ladder to Penei Sewell. Sweet feet on the big man as well.
Good effort to get there.
Really nice effort. That was one of those where you're like, my goodness, man, let's go tie goes to the runner on that one. But there was a penalty that negated it. Of course, you had the flea flicker to Sam Laporta for the touchdown. I think the most disrespectful thing, though, was trotting out number 70, Mr. Muffin Top himself, Dan Skipper, as a boundary wide receiver and having him run a route. I mean, it does not get any more disrespectful than that. Number 70, not somebody that looks like he should be running routes from any position, let alone like the X receiver spot. You have somebody lined up on him in press man coverage, and they're just having number 70 because why not Muffin Top go run a route? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is bottom of the barrel. We have no respect for you in any way. And there was another one, too. There were a couple of plays that really stood out to me. I thought there was a hilarious moment. Ben Johnson, the play caller, of course, for Detroit. It's at the end of the first quarter. They throw the dig route to Jameson Williams, and he's wide open, but he drops. It just bounces right off his hands. And Ben Johnson's like, it's fine. We can literally run the exact same play.
Ran the next same play.
On the very next play. And we'll just run that same play again, and don't worry. He will be open, and we trust you that you're going to catch the ball this time, Jameson. And of course, that's exactly what happened. Ben Johnson having no respect for your defense. It was just like, oh, that play was there. Just copy and paste that one to run that one again. And it worked beautifully for them.
Yeah, the first time they caught Clark, it was really kind of turned around on the play. And so because of the play actions, but yeah, you're right. Came right back to it, ran the same route. I think that's the first drop that the Lions have had this year.
Wow, what a team, man. An incredible job.
Seriously, I think they did a great job. Their first drop by a player.
I mean, you talk about the job Dan Campbell has done, but this front office is doing wonderful stuff. And this is the first time I'm genuinely concerned about the Cowboys' ability to get back in the fight since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like any of the other disappointing years between now and then. It was like Dak's hurt, Tony's hurt. That was the only reason you looked this bad. You had guys who, you know, weren't supposed to be in NFL starting quarterbacks playing quarterback for you. Now it's like this roster is just suddenly looking light years away from the teams beating them like this, like a drum. I mean, the Saints have lost four in a row since they look like a Super Bowl contender against you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there were just some things, man, like that Jameson Williams play. It's like, yeah, defense, we'll just run the exact same play. You guys can't stop it. After the Ferguson sideline jump ball that he didn't catch that he should have, the very next play, it's now third down, and you basically have Jalen Brooks and Scooney running into each other in the midst of their route. Their linebacker, Anzalone, is able to cover two guys at once because the route concepts are so bad, and you literally have Dak looking to, I believe it was Brooks, maybe it was Scooney.
The play was designed to get the ball to Brooks, and then what happened is Schoonmaker's route needed to be either over the top of that or to the outside, but they brought Brooks from the right to the left in anticipation of throwing him the ball right there.
They collide on third down. Like, that was the type of game that you were having there. I couldn't stop taking my eyes off of what the heck was Brian Branch doing. He's an incredible player. Does he have a mouthpiece stuck in his helmet? Did you guys know?
Yeah, right in the back.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I was saying that. That's when you know they don't care, bro. We're just playing, dog. I don't care, fam.
Just a bright green mouthpiece.
There's no competition here. I'm going to put my mouthpiece on my pocket.
Just wedged into the top of his helmet, and it was there all game. Yeah. I saw it on the interception play to Lamb, and I'm like, that's weird. Is that accidental? The entire game, he's got a bright green mouthpiece just hanging out of his. I don't know if that's normally the case with him, but it stood out. And
if he legit did that because he thought he was never going to get hit, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Can't blame him.
Kendricks is out. Quarterback.
You know, if you can see Wilson coming and get out of his way. Other than that, Overshown might hit you. He's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you what, Diggs has no interest in tackling anybody. I'm no longer on an island by myself of Diggs did not deserve the contract that he got. You're building around a guy who is actively avoiding, I mean, business decision after another. Everybody was scared of David Montgomery yesterday. Nobody wanted to tackle him, but watching Diggs fake his way through playing NFL football as a defender is as disgusting as anything that you can watch, and it's extremely frustrating. It is, and that's part of it with yesterday is you had all these guys that don't belong on the field because of injuries and stuff, and you understand that they're not going to play that well, but your star players, guys that you have paid, did not show up at all, and that's been the case. Dak, Lamb, Steele, Martin, Diggs, all the guys that you've paid that are on the field for you, they were all terrible yesterday. And that's extremely disheartening.
I mean, and I don't blame him. Montgomery, I believe, is like a 400-pounder from the waist down. Yes, you know, that guy is a full load. So, but this is what you pride yourself as a football player. Mm-hmm. If you are not tackling, like even Deion Sanders got ridiculed for not tackling the best cornerback in the history of the game by far. It's just something that, you know, should take some more pride in and be like, man, if I get hurt, that's fine, but I can't let this happen on TV anymore.
At least Primetime would shoestring you, though.
Yeah.
Like, he'll let you kind of pass a little bit, then grab your foot, and then you look goofy, yeah, and you fall on your face type of vibe.
Whatever it takes.
Well, and Deion was not giving up the big touchdown pass to Jameson Williams. You know, not. At the very least, when they throw the ball his way, it's definitely not going to be caught, and if it is, it's probably caught by him. You know, like, and now Trayvon Diggs can't even hang his hat on that. Like, yes, I'm scared to tackle, and I have been since I got in the league, and I whiffed on the George Kittle play in the playoffs, which was a game-changing moment in the postseason. Winner go home, all the marbles. I bailed on it, but I'm still a good cover corner. Unfortunately, now, at least at this moment, recovering from the ACL, not the case. All right, let's get to your Cowboy headlines on a disaster Cowboy Monday. And there's some good ones in here. I'll sneak a couple of mine in. I won't let you know which ones are mine. But
could you read the one you read in the pregame show yesterday? What you described the game as? What you dubbed the game? Yeah.
What did I dub the game? Let me go back. Yeah.
Go back. I think everybody'd be interested in what you described there and see if they lived up to the headline there.
This was a leave it all on the field game. Let the chips fall where they may game. This is a Mike Zimmer dial it up game. It's a fourth and go for it game for McCarthy. It was another gut check opportunity for this team. Only this time you had no margin for error.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the scene.
That was scene setter for
gut me. Check failed. Gut check went about as well as that gallop on the concourse.
That's right, dude. On all fours as David Montgomery is doing the gritty. It was really bad yesterday.
I got a couple.
Yeah, what do you got, man? Tee 'em up.
You know the song "You Can't Hide Those Lion Eyes"?
Yeah.
How about "You Can't Hide From Those Lion Guys"?
That's good. Yes, on the board. Points for Dawson.
Thank you.
Everybody, just throw them at me as you get them. The 806 Cowboys drop Turd and Jerry's birthday punch bowl.
Ooh.
Little wordy. I got a couple of wordy ones in there as well. But hey, man, we'll
brutal
take it.
Birthday.
There's a lot of birthday references here.
Looked like he was celebrating pretty good.
Yeah. I do wonder what the birthday celebrations looked like last night. Do you have to call them off?
No. Hell no.
You definitely don't call them off, right?
This is another loss.
That's right. You don't call
them
off.
They're good at shaking these things off.
Here's another headline. But Lainey Wilson, though. Lainey Wilson's being thrown out there. Hey, good news. Thanksgiving. We're getting killed by a million, but we got a bunch of fans here, and Lainey Wilson's your Thanksgiving halftime headliner.
I think I'd rather have Jelly Roll.
Turnovers.
I don't know why we see so much of Jelly Roll. I don't think I've ever heard any of his songs.
I haven't either. Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know who Lainey, if she was standing right in front of me singing her most popular song, I'd say, who is that?
You saw her. They showed her on the board.
I had no idea who she was. I don't know. I just don't know.
Is she putting on that accent or is that hers? I feel like she was putting it on a little bit more than it's supposed to.
Yeah. That interview, that field interview was
hi,
like,
y'all. I don't know.
We have Gib It to Montgomery. We have, we knew about the kneecaps, but our dignity too? It's a pretty good headline there, 469. Mm. Happy birthday, Jerry. Here's an S sandwich. We have birthday bashing for the ages. We have, 469, not the trick plays Jerry envisioned on his birthday. It's a hell of a headline there.
I got at least Sirianni isn't the coach. I think we could all agree with that right now.
Dude, I'd be open to that one.
It's embarrassing.
We have turnovers and field goals. That's what the Cowboys do. Yeah, I think that's fair. That's poignant. Holy cow, hyphen, boys, you suck.
Holy cow, boys, you suck. Okay.
I like that, 214. Let's see here, 877-881-1053. Taste of Ben's Johnson. Come on now, 214. Maybe that's our next head coach, you know? And I think plenty of us would be happy about that.
That would be exciting.
Lainey is hot. That accent is all hers, is the 254.
Okay.
So maybe that's maybe that really is. I don't know if she's from Texas or not, but she definitely has the accent going for her. Someone check on the playmaker, says the 817. That's a fair headline. He couldn't have been doing well yesterday.
Going to be spending more time in Miami this winter, where winners reside, apparently.
817, hey, at least Zeke got his touches. Yeah, that's strong. More than Rico.
He did. Yeah. Did Rico maybe get hurt a little bit? I saw him kind of gimping or limping. Not sure which one it was.
They made a decision to go with the other guy.
Definitely not celebrating this one, but I thought, you know, Aiden Hutchinson, Aiden crutches soon. Aiden, you know, it's very unfortunate.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Sad. Don't believe a word about what Romo's saying about it being a cramp. That was a full-fledger yesterday. That was as disgusting as it gets, man. I feel so bad for him. That's a guy that's ascending into superstardom. And now, I mean, the recovery process on that, where did the Lions go? It was a bummer to see.
They said 4 to 6 months.
I think it's 6 to 8.
6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a bad one. Was it poking out of his skin?
I didn't know.
They wouldn't show, so I assume maybe it was.
I wasn't sure if it was or not.
That's the compound, right?
Yeah, right. That's the compound when it breaks skin. But just seeing it, like, it's the wrapped around.
The fact that he had immediate surgery might have been some of that.
Yeah, they explained it as grotesque and like Dak's injury. Yeah. Like, man, it was that bad?
Yeah, nice. I mean, it looked that bad. Finally, 817, Danny kicked your fanny. Yeah, man, Campbell came in here and really
I like that one.
Stole your lunch money, man.
Showed us how it's done.
Yep.
Thank you, Chief. In addition of the finest, coming up next, the Expressway, everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast afternoon, a College Football Monday Darty, LA Live is on deck as well. We'll talk about why this trade conversation should dominate discussions over the next 10 days here on your home of the Cowboys. It's coming up next year on 105.3 The Fan. Let's hit it. The Expressway. We go commercial free to the top every night at this time. LA Live's coming up here in about 15 minutes on a defeated Cowboys Monday. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one injured in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. And the Expressway, Brian, as you know, brought to you by the on-time experts.
Hey, congratulations to the Stars this weekend.
Nice job, Stars.
Good start to the season for the Stars.
Heck yeah, dude. The Stars are rolling.
Yep.
The Mavs are about to get underway. Good times are ahead, sports fans. And yeah, the Cowboys are in a little bit of a rebuild. Okay, but it happens. Happens to the best of them.
Yeah.
I don't think this has really happened since 2012, 2013. We just need to get back on a roll, drafting some good players, and they will emerge. Now, speaking of drafting good players, you know, you said something really interesting earlier on the show, Brian. I'm sure you've been talking about it with maybe some of your podcast and friends. But isn't the idea of trading Micah Parsons reignited here with the injury to Aiden Hutchinson? I just feel like, man, the Lions are desperate. I know there's options out there with Max Crosby and New York Jets a little bit as well. Hassan Reddick.
Reddick, yeah.
But I feel like they're desperate. They're in a win-now mode. They just paid Jared Goff a bunch of money. It's not often you're able to collect as much talent as Detroit has. And I think Dan Campbell is emotional about going for it. I mean, look at how he goes for it on fourth down. That's the opportunity to maybe get somebody to overpay. And for the Cowboys, you know, we asked earlier, how far away are they? I feel like they're multiple years of rebuilding and getting things done right. And by the time you get there, Micah Parsons' prime could be over. You know, he's a great pass rusher, maybe one of the top two pass rushers in all of football, behind only T.J. Watt, maybe on a good day as good as T.J. Watt. But that would be my conversations today if I'm out up there at the Star. Like, who are the players that aren't going to be here when we open this championship window again? And, you know, unfortunately, edge rusher is a position that does not age great. So, I don't know. How would you guys tackle that situation? Clearly need pass rushers if you're going to win the Super Bowl. You're not going to get it done without some really good ones. But do you need this one right now?
No, I think that would be a smart play here. Now that you've locked up Dak and Lamb, you're allocating a lot of dollars to those two players. How many more guys can eat up that much of your cap? Diggs makes plenty of money. We talked about some of the guys that have been paid on this roster. So, can you afford to do that when you look at a team right now that has what feels like as many holes as they do? If you can turn Micah into three players, that can help you on either side of the ball there, I think that would go a long way, because you pay Micah right now, okay, but where is this really going over the next couple of years? Not many teams are, I mean, teams struggle to win Super Bowls with one quarterback contract. And you're having basically, if you go Dak, Lamb, and Micah, that's two quarterback contracts that you have. And we've seen how the Cowboys allow that to really handicap them, and they won't just say, okay, let's throw a bunch more at it and borrow from the future. They're going to use that as a reason why they can't have a well-rounded roster.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. I mean, it's hard when you have that big a percentage being taken from one position, let alone two or three on a team that manages the cap so tight. If you want to make that work for you, you got to have a credit card mentality one of these years.
You're currently sitting in the 16 hole with your pick at 3-3. That's where you're slotted right now. If you trade with Detroit, you're probably talking about you're going to try and get two ones, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to get one of those ones this year. This is probably going to be, they're currently sitting at 28.
Yeah, it could be pick 31.
The Lions.
So, yeah. So what you got to determine here is that you're going to give this player up. You're probably going to be picking somewhere between, well, we'll see now that Aiden Hutchinson's out. I think with that offense, they've got a lot going for him. But just say you're probably picking somewhere between 26 and 32 with that. And then you're thinking about maybe doing that back-to-back years.
Yeah.
That we're good with that? I mean, I'm just asking. I'm not trying to influence you in any way.
Yes.
But I'm starting to say, you know, it's not like you're trading Micah Parsons to the
Cleveland.
To the LA Rams.
Yeah.
Who are sitting right now in the five hole. You know, who might be, I mean, they get some players back, you know, they'll get Cooper Kupp back this week, but I don't know if
I'm exhausting all my options. I will say that. Now, I get what you're saying. You're going to be trading him to a contender, and it's going to be a bottom third, probably bottom five picks or so of the first round.
You just have to be willing to know that you're trading him to a team currently, that your picks are likely going to be both years in the back end of the draft.
Yes, and I will say, unless it's an extreme overpay, I'm at the point now. Petty, you can call it petty if you want, and it is, but I'm not dealing with the Lions. Mm. You're not. You just came in there and rightfully so, disrespected us at every turn. We're willing to risk the health of your own team to embarrass us. But there's no chance you're getting Micah Parsons from me unless, again, it's a gross overpay.
Just think about if you were the Lions.
I'll trade him in the division before I trade him to the Lions.
Think about the Lions, though, if they were to get a Micah Parsons. That would help him this year for sure.
Yeah.
But think about him and Aiden Hutchinson in the
dominant
in the future. Those two pass rushers.
Keep it together. I think there's plenty of value in just not paying him $35 million a year for 2 years where you're not going to be able to win a championship. Mm. You know, I look at it like if Detroit's two ones are the best that we can get, we're doing this to sort of open things up and to think more long term. And there's a lot of value in just not, you know, spending all of that cap space over the next 2 years.
Am I crazy for the Lions thing? I got 31 teams I can deal with. I'm not dealing with you. Go bleep yourselves.
Let me ask you this.
My hope is that I steal your offensive coordinator from you as well.
Would you trade him to the Commanders?
Honestly, probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll deal with 30 teams. And then you're going to ask me about the Eagles, and I'll probably say no to that as
well. No, I'm not going to ask you about the Eagles.
He can go to the Giants if he wants. No, they're not going to do anything with
him. I was going to ask you about the Commanders.
Yeah, no, the Commanders is another one where I'm not going to do that.
The Eagles are so desperate. If he wanted to go there and they were giving up the house, I would love the opportunity to take from a rival, you know. I think if we're trading him, it's because we know. By the way, I don't think there's any chance the Cowboys would ever consider trading a star player in this situation.
Oh, we're just
having
a conversation right now. Yeah, we're just having a conversation.
Track record is they're just going to give him all the money.
Yeah. Don't know if Micah will be back for the 49ers game is one thing Mike McCarthy said. This week is big for him. He talked about trying to be confident and going out to San Francisco and getting a win. I don't know how you could be that way unless they're banged up, unless they have significantly good players out.
They got Kansas City this week, right? I think they play Kansas City this week before they play you. So.
Okay. Well, that can't hurt. No concern with Dak's hand. He was asked, how do you fix tackling? He says it's been a high priority the last couple of weeks. said the fundamentals and techniques are not where they need to be. He's talking about a young team. On job security noise, he said it's just part of the business. On Zach playing poorly, he said, I didn't have my best game. Obviously protecting the veteran, the Hall of Famer there. Only four turnovers, four so far. Five carries for Rico. What's up with that? I think that's one that you absolutely have to be called the carpet on. Running first down with Zeke as he fails to get 2 yards again.
Dude.
That was embarrassing. And will you have a bye week makeover again? Does that apply now? He kind of worked around that one. We can only hope, Ryan.
Yeah, and I kind of starred this one too from what he said. Is their defensive line movement, that's something that we kind of talked about with the twist stunts and things like that. That's what he's saying, that they're having a lot more to deal with, a lot more of that. And I think a lot of it has to do with the rookie center.
Yeah.
That he is, it's become a little bit of an issue for him because of how aggressive he is trying to, and I always talk about passing guys up, mm-hmm. passing guys over, and then being ready for the loop or the twister over the top. He is so interested in getting that guy down inside, but he stays with him. And now they're leaving the middle a little open.
Very good. Rookie problems. That's growing problems. Time now. Mm-hmm. Well, LA Live's coming up in 5 minutes. Time now for a college football darty with the Chief.
Let's do it, man. A little Red River rear view. Let's hop in here. And congratulations to Broadison is purple. I know you had a tough Cowboy weekend, but your LSU Tigers got it done, man. I'm sure you were on the
edge of your seat. I don't think I've had a weekend where LSU and the Cowboys have won on the same weekend.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes it difficult.
It makes it a little troubling.
But I envision you seeing how amped up you can get during a Cowboy game. Mm-hmm. I imagine you were in an LSU game.
Yeah.
You're probably as rabid as any college football fan
is. No, I actually, my love for LSU is more than the Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so yeah, I go through a lot of emotions watching LSU football.
I feel like there's a
me
chance.
Me and David Hellman.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Yeah.
Like you're Jim Harbaugh having palpitations. You're going into the blue tent and you're just being a fan of your own football team.
I'm just sitting on the couch allowing 350 beats per minute to happen while it's going on.
Well, hey, seriously, that was an awesome win. Congratulations
to
you, man.
Ole Miss. How about that?
Ole Miss.
Might have knocked him right out of the playoffs.
Nussmeier got a little moxie.
He's got a little Tony Romo to him.
Well, he grew up watching him, huh?
Yeah, he's got a little Tony Romo the way he plays. He really does.
Yeah, we're gonna have to chat about your guy Nuss there. I wonder what the first round grades are. Maybe not a first round grade,
no,
but is he ended up being a first round pick?
I think people will probably look at him, but like I said,
class.
His dad is, you know, he comes from a football family. Dad being a coach, he's a smart kid. He's loyal. I mean, he stood there when they had a couple different quarterbacks go through, and he didn't transfer or leave, and now he's having the opportunity to play. He's doing really, really well.
Okay, so Red River, this thing was all Texas. It was pretty much what we envisioned it being. OU starts the game nicely, a little rusty. Quinn Ewers, first game back, get the field goal, and then that's all she wrote. And it's kind of funny to look back now. There was a moment in the middle of the second quarter where it's only 7-3, but Kirk Herbstreit already has a pretty good idea about what this game is for OU.
7 of 8 since that slow start. But with the way Oklahoma's playing offense, it's almost hard to imagine them scoring.
And it's true. They had 3 points at the time he said that. They finished the ball game with 3 points, 34-3, and it was just a defensive masterclass there.
That's why he can bring his dog, man.
Yeah,
he sees the future.
That's true. You can get away with stuff like that when you can see the future the way Kirk can. And Texas set a season-high 30 pressures against Oklahoma on Saturday. 30 pressures in the game. They had 19 versus Michigan. That's their second most on the season. But 30, OU quarterback under duress all game. Texas high-flying and super, super confident after the game. They decide they want to poke the bear, that is Baker Mayfield. They have a Baker Mayfield OU jersey at midfield. They're slamming a Texas flag into it, being very disrespectful. And Baker Mayfield was actually asked about it after his game yesterday.
I don't know if you paid attention to what happened in the Oklahoma game yesterday, but they planted your jersey midfield and stuck a flag through that. What's up with you catching some strays there?
That's just a kid from Austin, Texas that went to Oklahoma and won his last two Red River games and being rent-free in their heads for almost a decade now. So, yeah, it's a good feeling.
Really good stuff there from Baker, who is always ready to spit some fire at you. That was a pretty good. That was a pretty good response there. Now he did have a full 24 hours or so to kind of meditate on what he would respond with. But still, I think he came up with a pretty good line.
He's got to be one of the most toxic guys in all of sport. You know, just his it comes so natural for him. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that was off the cuff, but that's a good point.
Man, Arch's dad, Cooper Manning's hat. Did you see?
Yeah.
Did you see that cowboy? It's the biggest cowboy hat you've ever seen. It looks like Lloyd Christmas in Dumb and Dumber when he goes down the convenience store to get the essentials, and he walks out with just a bunch of bull crap. But one of the bull crap things he has is a giant cowboy hat on his dome. It's brilliant, though. Sitting in the sun, yeah. We know what that can do to your face. I mean, Broadus, it did it to you last year, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, sure did.
Walchuk's dermatologist lost his mind after Walchuk attended the Red River game. So it was a heady play by him, quite literally the biggest cowboy hat you've ever seen. And then big shout out to Matthew McConaughey, who is a noted Longhorn. He tweeted out after the game, 34-3 victory, a lot of empty seats on the red side in the second half. Onward we charge up the mountain.
Lot of empty seats.
You never know what to expect when those teams line up, but I thought that final score was very representative of where those programs currently are. So congrats to the Longhorns for getting the dub and getting back on top finally.
Big one this week with Georgia coming to town.
Yes, sir. We're going to have Danny Cannell on Thursday at 4 o'clock to talk with him about that game and several others. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
Been checking this phone back to back like every 30 minutes since Saturday night.
What, Bitcoin price?
Nah, man, I can't stand a lazy plug. You know what I mean, fam?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
My God.
My heart goes out to you.
Oh, my God. I hate to break up with you, dog, but I'm about to break up with you, bro. All right, let's get into a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. Time is smoked.
Think I'm a sucker.
Fire up this funk and let's have a
bread crumbing me. I'll be there in 5 minutes, dog. I got you. You're a hater.
Everybody that's calling me, DMing me, laughing about this ass whooping we're taking right now. I hope you catch COVID. I hope you catch gout. Now I'm real motherfucking talk. I take this game serious, man. I wasn't at this motherfucking airport, I show out. 34-6 Not my heavenly father. Not my heavenly father. Would you put this burden on me, Lord? Dak ain't doing a motherfucking thing. Running backs ain't doing a motherfucking thing. Defense trap. I hope Jerry Jones have a turd of a birthday.
Ain't no like being mad, but you in public, so you got to be quiet about your anger.
Yeah.
Trash. Yeah, man, something about them Cowboys. When the Saints lined up against the Cowboys, everybody's like, man, the Saints might be a Super Bowl squad.
Yeah, yeah, dude. That's a good one.
Now the Lions, man. Lions might be the ones.
Best team I ever saw.
Best team I ever seen, brother. Hey, this is a Monday, Friday here in L.A. Love. Word to the now broken up Dallas rap group PPT for the name Monday, Friday. Monday, Friday vibes in LA Live is just where I go over some of the things I've seen over the weekend. But first, let's do G-Bag of the Day. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. I forgot where I was, fam. All right, our winner right here. Timberwolves OG, used to coach the Raptors. Now he's a host on NBA TV. He crashed out on his co-host. Yeah, he did. They were talking about the coaches. If you coach an Olympic squad, you don't get a medal. Everybody else does. And Sam Mitchell wasn't a fan of that. And plus, you can already tell his co-host has been warned.
Yes.
Don't play with me, bro.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, what do you think about the fact that Steve Kerr doesn't get medals, head coach?
Yeah, I saw that. The coaches don't get medals, I guess. It just tells you what international, how they value coaches. Not at all.
I'm surprised.
How do coaches don't get a gold medal?
I'm surprised coaches get a paycheck for this show.
Damn.
You know, I think, like, maybe you should do this pro bono, my friend.
You know, last time I looked at my check, it's pretty close. So, hey,
ouch.
I'm taking donations. Why don't you come up off some of that money you got since you're over there bragging about it?
I'm not bragging about
it. Well, I mean, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you rent your beach house out down in Florida during the hurricane?
Oh, my God.
Or do I need to go on? How about your townhouse over at Buckhead?
Hey, what's going on here, Sam?
You want to call me out? I mean, come on.
I think
you screaming
have...
broke and hungry. Let's just see it. You know, I know what you have and where you live, young fella, so you need to stop.
I think we have snitches on the show today.
No, we don't have snitches. We have truth tellers.
Sam Mitchell.
We have truth tellers. So you're the one who crying poor and destitute up here when... Do I need to keep going on further, more and more? Or do
How
you want me to stop
we
right now?
Go to this game between
That's
the Sacramento
what I
Kings
you I done
and
told
the
you,
Golden
fella,
State Warriors.
You're going to stop messing with me on national TV.
You.
I done told you about that.
I told you about playing with me.
Hey, do I need to give out the address? Because you're not at home right now.
Look at this. A game in Seattle,
yes.
Sam.
I missed that play.
Wow. Yeah, Sam Mitchell went out. He later gave out the address.
Did
by
he
the way.
Really?
The man wasn't playing, bro. Man said, don't play with me. Play with something safe.
Jeez. Hey, I'll give the host the salute, though. He stayed real smooth and calm.
He trolled it. I'm not giving him no damn salutes. He trolled that situation. I mean, I feel you, though. He did say nice and calm, but he looks like Terrence J to me, too, by the way. I thought it was Terrence J for a second. I was like, damn, what's Terrence J doing on NBA TV getting dunked on by Sam Mitchell, bro? Get him out of there. Get him out of there. All right, let's see what we got for you, boys. LA Live 105.
He did kind of troll him. That's like me and Mike Bassett.
Rolled him 100%. Hey, Lucy, check your Izzy. Thank you, bro. Come through, fam. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. See what we got right here. I got a whole lot of stuff I've seen over the weekend. Gilly the Kid. Gilly the Kid is sitting with Stephen A. Smith. If you're not familiar with Gilly the Kid, he's the host of Million Dollars Worth of Game. It's a podcast on the Barstool Network. Gilly is also a songwriter, too, by the way. Okay. He is a songwriter. And here he is sitting with Screamin' A. Smith, and he made up a Cowboys remix. Now, I feel like the sentiments is exactly what Dawson's been saying for years. Uh-oh. I feel like that's the only reason why I'm playing it. I feel like you would agree with Gilly right here.
I don't know how y'all still America's team. They should have been changed.
They generate the most money.
Oh, that's why, huh?
And the back people. Pages. And the paraphernalia. They do everything but win.
Everything but win.
Everything but win.
We got to remix DJ Khaled's song. All we do is lose, no matter what. You know we sold a merch and we get them tickets up. Every time we step up
like
in the
that.
Building.
I like that.
All
like
the Cowboy that. Fans, shut up.
Yeah. Ouch.
Then they just stand there.
Yeah, dude, it's really good.
Yeah, that is, man.
Yeah, it's about that money. It's about that money. You know, Jerry was... counting those receipts last night during the game. Give me that report on there. I want to see all the reports about that money. What that parking looking like?
When he asked for the box score after the game, they know exactly what he means.
They know what he means.
It's I just want to see that concession box score. Which one is where we're hitting here?
Let me see the margins.
How many of them lineman burritos did you sell yesterday?
It's wild. They sell a lot of those. Those things are good.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
Is there any other league where they're talking about the average team? No. It never happens. No. Can you imagine? Like, if you dropped in as a sports fan, you're like, okay, what are the big topics of the day? Well, we're going to talk about this team 90% of the time. Why? Well, they won a bunch of Super Bowls like 30 and 45 years ago.
Yeah.
Should have been here. It was awesome.
It's really sad, bro. But yeah, it's about that money. Thought you had to hear that from Gilly.
That was
what else we got? What else we got? LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Let's see. You want to hear what the playmaker said?
Yes.
He was on the It Is What It Is podcast. Do you think it's time to panic, by the way, boys? You think it's time to panic here in DFW with these Cowboys?
Yeah.
I think they kind of who they are.
If you had big hopes, for sure.
If you had big hopes. Uh-huh. I mean, that's what they sell down here. Hope. We get a whole lot of hope on the sales. Let's see. Listen to Mike.
I know you were discussing how the Cowboys had a hard schedule, but a 47-9 loss at home. Yes. Obviously, it's a problem. When should the Cowboys start to panic?
Oh, now. Yeah. Right now. Right now. That thing on the wall that said break glass in case of emergency, crack that shit.
Mike is cussing on It Is What It Is, bro. I never heard Mike cuss like this. You know, he's so professional because being on these, you know, these networks and whatnot. But now he's getting to be a little free and Mike be talking.
Sounds fun. It really does. You know, man. Getting to cuss and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? I can really talk if I could cuss. Boy, I tell you what.
Yeah. Like, man, that's a lot easier. They'll cuss on TV.
They sure do.
Cuss on the internet.
They sure do. Yeah, they got to relax a little bit, the FCC. I think Eminem, Howard Stern were right. Y'all got to chill, so, fam. Let these people cook.
It really was a personal thing against them too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's why we're here still. We're the ones in charge of holding up wholesome broadcasting for a generation.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're right, buddy. Giving the people what they need. Here's a new Cowboys diss track.
Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last?
Damn.
Get it, Jerry. Yeah. Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. We gotta fire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. Boy, you know this team super bad. I ain't lying. Every week we taking belt to ass. That bitch is me. I cannot complete a simple pass. But he trying to. Man, how long is this bitch gonna last? Who you throwing? Took a 40 ball, beating two times is like a sequence.
Wow.
Dak, who you throwing to? He threw it to the defense. I'm like, Dak, who you throwing it to? He threw it to the ops. I'm like, Dak, you gotta stop.
Please.
Dak, go to the barbershop. Get that hairline fixed. And maybe you'll stop throwing picks. And maybe CeeDee Lamb will stop being the diva and he'll stop throwing fits. And maybe Mike McCarthy will be on the sideline wearing some clothes that fit. And maybe Jerry Jones might retire because he owed it. Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last?
Good question.
It's good stuff right there. I might play for G-Bag of the Day tomorrow.
Pretty spot on.
Yes, it's very spot on, and it jams. Shout out to Superstar and Halle Berry. Halle Berry, Halle Berry. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. You guys see the great Chicago train robbery over the weekend.
No, we had a heist.
Great Chicago train robbery. Dozens of thieves swarmed a freight train in Chicago to steal as much merch as they possibly could. The boys came out of there with smokers. TVs, blenders, they got everything they possibly could out of that thing. And the train was just sitting there waiting for the next, like, connection.
Yeah.
And they came and swarmed it. Now, this is like the second or third time that they came and swarmed those trains.
This has to be inside job, dude, because they know the timing and they know exactly which one to hit to get the big screens.
Yes.
And, you know, like, they know this is the one right here.
Somebody in there snitching, bro. Because they do know exactly which ones to go to.
I'd want the one with cash and jewelry, you know? Let me get about $500,000 just in my clutches.
That's like 1865.
I don't want to have to carry an $800 smoker across the parking lot.
Dawson's going to roll up on his trusty steed.
Oh, it's a green egg.
Looking for the booty.
Let's go to WLS ABC Chi-Town.
Oh.
The great Chicago train robbery.
A brazen freight heist as a mob of apparent thieves was seen ransacking a cargo train in South Austin, ripping through multiple boxes of merchandise before officers even got there.
I seen the guys up there. I'm like, this doesn't look right. As we were coming down, we saw the gentleman on Cicero itself opening up the freight trains.
That's when Princess Shaw says she began snapping these pictures just as the group began breaking into those freight cars. In a statement late Friday.
Bro, you're right. You're right. If you open it up yourself, that means you brought tools and everything, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 20 of y'all.
A spokesperson for Union Pacific said, quote, the train was stopped, awaiting an interchange with a partner railroad when thieves began opening containers.
We are getting multiple calls for armed subjects out there doing robberies, taking boxes.
Police say they eventually responded to the tracks near Kinsey and Cicero close to 4 in the afternoon, nearly an hour after Shaw says she first called 911.
We just seen the police just like flying down here and from all different directions.
Chopper 7 showing police officers once on scene drawing their weapons and aiming them toward at least one vehicle that drove away. This isn't the first time thieves allegedly broke into cargo trains on this very route. In fact, it happened back in August at nearby Lawler and Kinsey.
This happens on and on, over and over again.
All right. Got to do some investigating.
Yeah.
Somebody is telling.
That Cicero's out by the airport. O'Hare.
Airport. O'Hare. Chicago O'Hare.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else I got for you boys? I've seen over the weekend. Oh, this right here. This is crazy because no one got arrested. And I'll tell you what, I can get arrested for a lot of things. TD Bank got caught with their hands in a cookie jar. Do you guys see that? TD
no,
Bank?
What happened? Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're fined $3 billion for allowing drug cartels to launder money. Yeah.
To quote, be fair, what are you going to do when the cartel gets involved and you're like, I don't want to do it? They're like, well, we're just going to cut your head off then, and we'll go to the next guy. You're like, all right, fine.
They call TD the bank of choice for multiple money laundering organizations and criminal actors. No one is charged. No one is going to jail. They just paid a $3 billion fine for laundering $10 billion. So that's a $7 billion profit. I'm just saying, fam. Pay attention to this. I have one more clip for you guys.
Today, TD Bank pled guilty to multiple felonies, including conspiring to violate the Bank Secrecy Act and commit money laundering. TD Bank has also agreed to a $1.8 billion criminal penalty. Combined with civil enforcement actions announced today by other agencies, the United States will be imposing a total of approximately $3 billion against TD Bank. TD Bank created an environment that allowed financial crime to flourish. By making its services convenient for criminals, it became one. Today, TD Bank became the largest bank in U.S. history to plead guilty to Bank Secrecy Act program failures and the first bank in history to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Now, nobody got marched out. Now, if I did some type of bank fraud, I'm out of here.
Wow.
If I put my kid in the wrong school district, like if I lied and put it at my aunt's house or something, I could probably go to jail.
Yes.
I've seen people that work in cafeterias that gave kids food that got in trouble.
Yes.
Jail!
Tell them about it.
It's crazy.
You just got to have $3 billion cash and you can get yourself out of it.
You're right.
Forge a document to allow your kid to get into a school district. That'll be 7 years.
You're out of here.
Yeah. That's unreal, man.
But I can help the cartel move $10 billion around here. Bitch, by the way, when you get into that job, you know, moving drugs, you have to wash it. You have to wash it. It's just part of the game.
Well, you know, that TD Bank has been a bad entity, Lucius. There was no mention of the names of the people that actually perpetrated these crimes.
It's just
TD. TD Bank. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow. That TD Bank, I tell you what, somebody should spank it.
TD Bank is hilarious. Sounds like Dr. Miami's place, TD Bank. Girl, I'm going to the TD Bank. All right, y'all, that's it for my time. I'll see you guys tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And I'm not even going to do that to the plug. I'm going to do that. All right, that's it. Holler.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
I was going to put him on blast again, but I ain't going to do it.
Well, if he doesn't come right
it would have been warranted.
One. Yeah.
It's that breadcrumbing. Oh, yeah, I got you, dog.
Yeah.
And give me an hour. And an hour turns into four. You know, I got drunk and fell asleep. Like, man, get out of here, bro. You in Louisiana somewhere. Tell the truth.
Yeah, I'm right around the corner. I'll be there. Trust me. You know, come on, man. Give me a break. We got 4-1 to go. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. And coming up next, an audio celebration of the game day that was 2 guys, 1 booth. And then we'll talk more Cowboys with you coming up at 6:20 here on The Fan.